Hour number two begins. Happy Monday. We're trying to make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check. It is 7:07. It's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Last day for voter registration. If you are not registered to vote, please get it done. Don't hesitate. Get it done. Today is the day, all right? And vote as soon as you possibly can and get that done. All right. So the number one story, clearly, is Hurricane Milton already packing winds of 100 miles an hour, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for Storm Watch. The storm is traveling east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. Landfall will be approximately Wednesday night on the Florida Gulf Coast, theoretically somewhere in the area maybe of Tampa Bay. Again, that could change. That's why we stay on top of it for you. One of the other top stories is this is the 1 year since the October 7th attack on Israel.
That doesn't seem possible, does it?
It doesn't seem like it's been a year, but I'll bet you it feels like longer than a year for the 97 people that are still being held by Hamas. Did you realize it was that many?
And we keep hearing stories from time to time of the ones we know that have died in this time. So do we even really know? And how many are Americans?
I know there's Americans, Eden Alexander, Itay Chen, Sugay Chen.
So what are we doing?
Gad Haggai.
What are we doing
Judy
to get Americans free?
Well,
telling Israel to calm down and not be too, you know, aggressive and, you know, proper response, that kind of thing.
That would appear to be the messaging, I think. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, they...
That's messed up.
Yeah. It's hard to take you serious when you're wearing a bib. I'm sorry. Focus.
It's a paper towel.
Yeah.
It is a bib.
I see it. Yeah. I see what it is. It's a smart move, as I've learned the hard way.
Yes.
But it still catches me a little off guard.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's funny.
A poll of Israelis found that they would prefer to see former President Donald Trump elected president of the United States in November rather than VP Kamala Harris by more than a 2-to-1 margin. Wow. Hello, my Jewish friends. Are you getting that information? Yes. The poll conducted by Langer Research Associates among over 1,000 Israelis found 54% would like to see Trump win the U.S. election versus just 24% for Harris to win. So, yeah, even though Trump doesn't have a huge over 50 percentile mark, she only gets 24%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So
basically, both sides don't like Kamala.
No sides.
Jeez, no.
Really care for
her. D, none of the above.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. This also, there's always a heightened alert on an anniversary type date of this magnitude, October 7th. So, unfortunately, like we have to be all the time. There has to be a level of vigilance there. Anti-Semitic incidents overall in the U.S. have increased by 200%.
Wow.
In the year since Hamas terrorists launched an attack on Israel, representing a record high. You'd almost think that there would be maybe a little drop in anti-Semitism because they were attacked in such a heinous way, and it was clearly the most innocent of civilians, the raping and the murders and the burning the babies and all that.
Right.
You'd think that, you know, if there's anti-Semitism there, it would be a little bit quieter.
I got one word.
Yeah.
Instigators.
Well, there's that.
Much like January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen all the college campuses, folks probably, we know, don't even attend school there. Are in the middle of it.
Well, that's it. And we know that Middle Eastern countries like Qatar have been giving money to universities. And what do you think they're teaching? Think they're teaching the Jews are good or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Anti-Defamation League announced in a press release Sunday that preliminary data found that there has been more than 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. That's more than 200% increase. During the same time frame the year prior, there were only roughly about 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents reported. Today, we mourn the victims of October 7th Hamas attack in Israel, marking 1 year since the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. That from Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the ADL. From that day on, Jewish Americans have had a single moment, have not had a single moment of respite. Out of 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents reported, the ADL Center on Extremism found that there were more than 8,000 incidents of verbal or written harassment, more than 1,800 incidents of vandalism, more than 150 incidents of physical assault. Well, I mean, we saw it. We saw, you know, the college campuses, like what Greg alluded to. Yes. I mean, we follow these things, and yet it was shocking. The number of people that were anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, actually even pro-Hamas.
That's the, some of those the groups. Startling part right there.
Yeah.
They have no clue. And, they really don't.
And I got to tell you, I didn't know there were 97 people still being held. I knew there were some being held. Uh-huh. I did not know the number was that large. These are real people. Yeah. They're real people. Now, some of them probably are not with us anymore. But can you imagine, here it is a year later, they still hold these people.
Oh, man.
And yet our government wants to tell Netanyahu how to prosecute the war.
Right.
That's, in my opinion, not a good thing. Back to this country, residents in a North Carolina town have reportedly been left to fend for themselves in the aftermath of Helene's destruction. And they said, you know, if FEMA comes by, we don't really care. We're taking care of ourselves. In an interview with the New York Post, several residents from the town of Bat Cave, located near the village of Chimney Rock, explained that they have seen no signs of FEMA or other government agencies. And I checked the date on this. This information came out yesterday, late afternoon. So at the time of, you know, this being utilize this information being disseminated and shared, no government agencies, including FEMA, had been to that area. Residents told the outlet that while they've seen the Department of Transportation and officials from random fire departments, residents have primarily been responsible for the cleanup and for bringing in supplies. Curtis McCart, former Los Angeles Fire Department captain, who lives there, told them, at this point, I don't care if FEMA comes by. I don't want somebody to pull me out of here. I'm working in an unsafe spot. I'm wondering if Big Brother is going to allow us to rebuild.
Well, not sure if Brandon is part of Big Brother, but here's part of what he had to say when asked about those folks.
What are the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Didn't know what storm you were talking about.
And they're very happy across the board. They're very, very happy.
Wow.
People are smiling, laughing. So what if my dream house has been decimated, destroyed, and floated down the river, and some of my friends and neighbors are dead? Wow. I'm happy. Thanks, Brandon.
Can you imagine what they think when they hear him say that? Oh, that storm.
Yeah, what? What?
Yeah.
What storm?
Oh, the storm zone. Oh, that.
Yeah,
one.
It was
yeah.
This thing called Helene. Is that ring a bell at all? Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Oh no, those people are good. Good. They're happy.
Yeah, they got everything they need.
Is that absurd or what?
Yeah.
Does that bug you?
Should.
Coming up, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. You ready to call in? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
What's Bugging You? Scott and you.
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Come on, we got to pump it up, man. We can't get lethargic, lazy now. No, we're fried. We're frizzled. We're frazzled. We're chiseled. We're,
whoa, all that.
You know, those things.
Yeah.
Hey, it is 7:21. Good morning. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call in now. Get it off your chest. Hopefully feel a little bit better. Whatever it is that's bugging you, okay? Call in. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Things about the how the Democrats are trying to steal the election. So one article that I read said that, oh, well, Kamala Harris is now going to win North Carolina because the rural neighborhoods or towns vote Republican, and they're either wiped out or dead, and so they're not going to be able to vote for us. So we're going to be able to win North Carolina. And then the other one was during the Pennsylvania rally, which was so huge. I mean, I saw the pictures of that. But they decided that they were going to try to have their voter registration maintenance at the exact same time that he was doing his rally, at 6 o'clock until midnight. But they changed it to 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. After the outcry, they changed it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, yeah, but initially, yeah, they and do they scratch their heads and wonder if there would be an impact? Of course, they know. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Well, aside from the fact that Florida's taken almost as many hurricanes as Rocky sequels, what's really bugging me is something you touched on earlier, the over-automation of cars. I should not have to be Senator Mark Kelly, commander of the space shuttle, to be able to drive a car. If you just give me one of those old-fashioned cars with windshield wipers, a gas pedal, a radio, and stuff like that, I think I'll be fine. But yeah, the over-automation stuff is getting old.
Yep, agreed. I agree.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And let's go to Theoni. What's bugging you?
Hi. Good morning. I just want to say what is bugging me is that I've been hearing incidents of people delivering supplies over to towns in North Carolina, and you had cops threatening to confiscate their items.
I have not heard that. Thank you for reporting that. We'll look into it. Have you heard anything like
it? Well, we keep hearing a lot of things. And, of course, then when you kind of follow up, sometimes they haven't been what they've been reported. There's been a lot of misinformation. Not saying that didn't happen, but I'm just saying it's just been a really weirdness coming out of both Tennessee and Carolina on some of the things that we don't even know what's true right now. That's the thing that bugs you. You don't know.
Yep, 877-975-9825. There's open lines right now. Call in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Bill. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the SOBs that broke into my vehicle and house while I was here and wiped me out.
Wow. This was like storm-related?
No. I was in the house, and some guys broke into my vehicle and the house, and between how much and what they stole, it's now federal felony charges, if they are ever found.
Gosh, I hope that they are. Man, that's a tough one. Good morning, Mike. What's bugging you?
Yeah, what bugs me, Bob, is that they've got enough money in our government that they could go over there and build Hamas a dock so they could get their food in there. They've got enough money that they can give $200 billion to Ukraine, and they got enough money where they can pay for all the illegal immigrants coming into the country. They don't have enough money to go up and help the poor people up there in North Carolina get their stuff back together. That's what bugs me.
Yeah, and I hope it bugs everybody. And there is an opportunity to turn that around. But today's the last day to register, get registered to vote, and you got to get that vote in there. You got to get it done. And then we can make those changes. I hope everybody sees it as clearly as you do, my friend. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
I got to tell you, Bob, it's the lack of information for people with the Amendment 3 wanting to vote yes. And I got to say, I don't want to vote yes on it because they want to use the argument that, well, it should be legal because you can drink beer and alcohol. Well, I can brew and distill my own alcohol, but with Amendment 3, guess what you can't do?
You can't grow your own.
Your own marijuana. Exactly.
Yeah, that shows you that they're looking at the monetary thing instead of it as a freedom thing.
Uh-huh.
It was a freedom thing, and I guess Michigan allows you to grow your own certain amount,
right.
I guess, of plants.
This is about business.
They try to sell it as this would be, you know, controlled. In other words, you know the purity of whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you grow your own, you'd know even better.
Yeah.
You know, what ingredients are in there. Ocala Bill, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's up, Bob? None was really bothering me until the guy called and allowed his house to get robbed in his car. So what's bothering me, dude. Protect your own house, dude.
Yep. Well,
see where you're going.
With all these things going on.
Oh, man. It's a crazy world.
Yep. All right. Coming up, Tim Walz. Driver's license. You know, don't need that. Free tuition. You know, we have the safest roads. He is a one unique individual.
that was so kindly put, Bob.
Yeah, we'll put it in perspective for you next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy and 97.3 The Sky. /7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're trying to make Mondays great. All right, we're doing our part. And Milton is trying to ruin everything. Hurricane Milton just recently upgraded to a Cat 3 with sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. Still moving east, southeast, I believe, at 8 miles an hour. Any new updates or changes, I will let you know about. It still puts it possibly in the area of Tampa Bay around Wednesday night. Landfall. Again, I'm giving you ballpark figures, and as they begin to tighten up the numbers, then I'll share that with you. But for right now, if you have anything to do with Florida's West Coast at all,
oh my goodness,
you need to be very, very aware of what's going on and share that information with others. A lot of fatigue, a lot of burnout on this whole thing. A lot of people, quite frankly, kind of unplugged.
Yeah,
because they're like, I need a break. Well, we got to wake them up, unfortunately, you know. So that's what's going on right now. And thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union for another storm watch. The Gators won their game on Saturday night, beating UCF 24-13. I got to tell you, the Gators, especially in the first half, really looked like a real football team. So good. Maybe some good things are happening. Take on Tennessee on Saturday. That's going to be a tough one. The Cowboys beat Pittsburgh last night 20-17. Very close. A lot of very close games in the NFL. Dolphins over New England 15-10. Jags beat the Colts 37-34. And this is the last day for voter registration. That's very, very important. If you haven't registered to vote, maybe you said, look, you know, I haven't voted in a while. I'm just sick of the whole system. I'm asking you, please, this isn't the time to do that. This will make a difference. I know every time they go, it's the election of our lifetime.
We've heard that before.
This really is. Look what's going on.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got wide open borders. I mean, clearly that, I mean.
Well, and if you don't think that who leads America has any effect on all the stuff going on in the Middle East, for instance. So it's not just, I mean, people go, the world's on fire. Well, yeah, it kind of is. You don't think that who the president is has to do with what Putin might do or what Korea may do. Mm-hmm. It's not just about us. It's a world thing.
Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat VP candidate, was on Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream. And She said, the Wall Street Journal says, after you were chosen to join the ticket as the Democratic governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz signed into law initiatives allowing immigrants in the country illegally to apply for driver's licenses, qualify for free tuition at state universities, and enroll in the state's free health care program for low-income residents. Are those not magnets that draw people here, many times on dangerous journeys for themselves? And why should your taxpayers in Minnesota or across the state pay for those programs? Walz says, well, that's not the vice president's position, but I will say this. Minnesota ranks as a top five business state. We rank as a top three state for children living, and we are a top state for health care access. I would also add that we have some of the safest roads. The vice president has made it clear she has policies that make a difference. Her border policies are the most strongest and fairest we have seen. She was part of the opening of the border. Ridiculous, right?
Strong and fair. Fair to who?
Yeah.
Not Americans.
No. Let's go to Donnie. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. It's hard to believe, but Tim Walz is the better option for that side to go on a weekend show and make the case. That's unbelievable to me. In a sane world, they'd be down 15 points.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again this time. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I really appreciate everything you and Greg are doing and updating us on the storm. But you're totally right about the importance of this election, because if the other side wins, I believe they're going to try to not just have that candidate in, but do fundamental things to change our government so that the other side, the Republicans, cannot get in. Namely, they want to make D.C. a state. They want to make Puerto Rico a state. That would add four Democrat senators, maybe two or three representatives. They want to change the makeup of the Supreme Court. So they want to fundamentally change the structure of our government. And that is what this election is about.
Absolutely well said. Yeah, I was going to say right away, pack the Supreme Court would be one of the things. That way there wouldn't be this legal wall that stands in their way of doing what they want to do, because what they want to do is not constitutional. But if you pack the court with lefties, then it's going to be wide open. Absolutely. It is. It's frightening is what it is. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again this time. Lori, you're on the air.
Hi, Bob. Hey, you made a comment just recently about people not being really excited to vote this election. And I just wanted to make a point. Every election is critical. It's not always about the main candidate, the president, the vice president, the senators. It's about your local sheriff's department, your local school board election. Who's your county commissioner? If you don't vote because you don't like the two candidates running for president, you've got no say in your own county.
Well, yeah, and all you're doing is empowering other people to make your decisions for you. Who wants that, right? It doesn't mean your side's going to win per se, right? But at least you had a say in it. President Joe Biden's Homeland Security Chief Mayorkas is now refusing to send home the more than 500,000 foreign workers he's imported via a humanitarian parole program that was supposed to be limited to 2 years. Instead of being sent home at the end of their two-year visas, the 530,000 economic migrants are being invited to use the many loopholes, exemptions, and lawsuits in migration law to stay working in the U.S. When they do stay, they'll continue to make Americans poorer by minimizing pressure on employers to hire Americans at a decent wage or to invest in wage-boosting workplace technology while also extending their separation from their at-home families. The policy change gives the Biden administration the appearance that they're looking tough when really they're just doing the same things they've been doing all along.
Wow.
Yep. So if the border issue resonates with you in any way, this is one of the clearest issues that I've seen come along in a very long time. So there you go. All right. You've got these people that have still been hit hard by hurricanes. North Carolina obviously is getting some media attention because, I mean, there's still a lot of people missing. Goodness. The devastation was unbelievable. But we've got folks in our own, you know, Big Bend area and up and down the coast who were devastated as well. And, you know, the bad thing here is they could be impacted all over again.
That's just,
with the current storm that has now been upgraded to a Cat 3 with winds sustained at 120 miles an hour and moving in our direction at approximately 8 miles an hour. And it will hit possibly in and around the Tampa Bay area. Too early to pinpoint it to that. I'm just giving you a general sense there. And that should happen approximately, you know, Wednesday night. Could speed up, could slow down. You know how that goes, right? That's why you... that's why you, you know, keep us on. Radiant Storm Watch is going to continue, and we'll continue to bring you updates, Greg.
You know, the whole tough part, too, is even though we've finally gotten through, even the debris is not even picked up yet, you know, from some of the municipalities yet. But stop and think of all the additional saturation we've been dealing with, even post-storm, and now things are still wet. So that's always a scary thought, because you know how it is. Some of the things that maybe didn't fall over last time, we're going into another one. Ground is saturated, trees come down, and that just, it's got to be so frustrating for those who are dealing with that.
Yeah. What if they don't get a lot of these? Well, I mean, let's focus on Florida, because it looks like we're going to be the target of this one.
Right.
Yeah, what if there is still a lot of debris, even if it's, you know, pushed into a nice little mound there in front of your house.
It may not stay there.
Exactly.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know they're working feverishly to get as much of that done as they can. Andrea Mitchell, what is she what is she up to these days? Meet the Press Sunday. Vice President Kamala Harris, she had her on there. And Andrea Mitchell said, they have to double down on doing more interviews and serious interviews, because what I'm hearing from Democratic and Republican business people and a lot of men, such a big problem with men.
Mm.
I think there's an undercount of the Trump vote. I think there's misogyny in all of this.
Ooh.
Black and white men, big problem. She said also in the business world, they don't think she is serious. They don't think she's a heavyweight. A lot of this is gender, but she's got to be more specific about her economic plans.
Besides just handing out money?
So she's considered a lightweight and not serious based on her gender? Really? Okay. Could it be her cackle?
Ugh.
Could it be her verbiage when she's goes unscripted, her word salad?
Whoops.
Could that have any impact? Oh, no. It's a gender thing. It's misogynistic.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Mm. All right. It is 7:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're staying on top of Milton now. A Category 3 hurricane. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. We're trying to make the best of this Monday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And all eyes and ears on Milton. Sustained winds 120 miles an hour. Milton is a Cat 3. Radiant Storm Watch, Radiant Credit Union Storm Watch will stay on top of this. We're looking at a Wednesday night landfall again. The numbers will get better and tighter as we move closer to it, but now is definitely the time to prepare anywhere near Florida's west coast for sure. Last day for voter registration is today, and we just got word that the Marion County schools are already planning ahead. They're going to be closed Wednesday and Thursday. Marion County schools closed Wednesday and Thursday. You know, part of the reason why they don't want people out on the roads like school buses, but also they like to open their shelters in a timely manner to help some citizens who are going to have to utilize those facilities. All right. So you got that going on. Whew. Tell you what, you know, I live out in the Keys, as we like to call it, out in Keystone Heights. So you know, when it came time to stock up a little bit, the best store with, you know, with some selection closest would probably be, you know, Super Walmart in Stark.
Oh, okay.
So we went over there Sunday, pretty early in the day, to try to knock it out so that we have at least some stuff to get us through should we, you know, lose power, et cetera. And we got in there. I was super surprised that it was not packed.
Huh.
However,
yeah.
By the time we left,
yes,
it was packed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You were just ahead of the curve. Didn't know it.
Yep. And went to they didn't have any gas cans available.
Really?
Oh no, a lot of stores are sold out of them. Managed to get lucky at the Harbor Freight there, and picked up a couple of 5-gallon ones. So that way, if we do lose power and we do have to run the generator, you know, if power's out in that community, the size of that community, it's going to be pretty tough to get gas.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you've got enough that can sustain you for a while anyway. So, and look, we're about equidistant from either coast. So we're in pretty good shape, all things considered. Not that, you know, you can, well, we take it very seriously as we should, as everybody should. But I feel like we're in pretty good shape. The folks against the coast, we might have some visitors from Betsy's family that live in St. Petersburg. It was her one sister that had 2.5 feet of water in her house just last week.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah.
No.
Got some of the damaged drywall out already, which is good. She's ahead of the curve on that. But can you imagine? You don't want to do any more work when you got another Cat 3 steaming your way.
Man.
It is. It is crazy. Yeah. All right.
Looks like Alachua County Schools are meeting today with the emergency management folks. And
come up.
They'll let us know what's going on there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We appreciate any and all valid information that comes our way, and we try to share it with everybody. Thank you. President Joe Biden being accused of trying to ruin Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign for the White House. Isn't that interesting? As I said that a while ago.
Yes.
When he would make these little digs here and there on Kamala. And, you know, they weren't so over the top that it was obvious to everyone. But I said, look, I can tell he's butt sore. He's hurt. He's still, his ego is hugely bruised.
Yes.
And he is going to, you know, maybe scorch the earth just a little bit. He's not going to make it any easier for her to win. It was funny. It was just the other day when she's trying to separate herself from the Biden administration, of which she's the vice president of that administration. But she tries to separate herself. Biden came out and said, and tied her right back in. Like, we're Siamese twins, and pulled that rope together. We're stuck together. It was interesting and, honestly, kind of funny. During a press conference Friday, a reporter asked Biden how Harris worked on recent crisis in the nation and what role she has played over the past several days. I'm in constant contact with her, Biden said. She's aware. We're singing from the same song sheet. We're singing from the same. That's even tighter than we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah.
We are singing together in unison from the same song.
It's not just words. There's music.
He goes further. She helped pass all the laws that are being employed now. Yes, even the ones that led to huge inflation. Yes, that's Kamala. She was a major player in everything we've done. Including passage of legislation in which we were told we could never pass. You were also told not to pass it because it would lead to extreme inflation. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Her staff is interlocked with mine in terms of all the things we're doing.
Wow.
That's hilarious. She is trying to run and create distance. And he just reels her right back in. Mm-hmm. Where are you going, little fishy? We're a team. We're a team. I think it is.
You did call that weeks ago. And I'll admit, that first day, the first time he did something, and you said that, I'm like, well, maybe it just kind of came off that way. And then it was the next thing, and then the next thing, and it's like, oh, yeah, we're tied to the hip. She, you know, she was a part of this. She was the tiebreaker and all these things. I'm like, yeah, Bob got that one right, because he's subtle about it, because it doesn't sound like an attack on right. the surface, but he is making points if you really look into it.
Well, and he is still holding back, and the reason for that is, you know, when the soft coup came about and they, you know, put their collective boots up his backside uh-huh. and kicked him out, yeah, he got his feelings very much hurt, and I'm sure that he said, well, if you're going to make me go, then I want X, Y, and Z. Whatever those agreements may or may not be, mm-hmm. probably included him being a good team player to hold up his side of it.
Right.
So he's going to go as far as he can without making it obvious.
Like, here's the line.
Yes.
But my toe is maybe over the line.
And the reason that I came up with that initially, like you said, it was kind of, you know, out of the box,
yeah.
is because, you know, he had been kind of quiet for a while, and I said, this guy,
uh-huh.
his ego uh-huh. is tremendous, and he's having a very difficult time dealing with this.
Yeah.
And he's not happy.
So it's sneaking out.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Leaking out there.
Yeah. And it's, you know, when you're going downhill, you know, you're the last one to recognize it. So he doesn't consider that as part of the, you know, as the factor weighing in. Whew! We still got a ton of stuff to get to. And, of course, we're keeping you completely up to date with Cat 3 Hurricane Milton on 97.3 The Sky.